Grisby.
Celtica Radio.
Tune into it, Grisby.
Celtica, yeah.
Tune into it, Grisby.
Celtica Radio.
Tune into it, Grisby.
Celtica, yeah.
Hi, I'm Ed Risby. This is CelticaRadio.com. We're live down in Llantwit Major at the Youth Centre, where Major Music have just had their brand new studios commissioned today by The Automatic. They're arriving at 2 o'clock. It's now 1:30. Major Music was established in February 2000, and subsequently to extensive consultation and research undertaken with local schools, young people, community groups, organisations and individuals. They have early day workshops facilitated by tutors and equipment provided by the Community Music Wales, and following on from several successful funding applications, they have now gone for their major studio. The studio is now built into the youth centre at the back of it, and we'll be going inside this more in shortly to go and speak to Dave Roberts, who is one of the heads of Major Music. They are available on www.majormusic.net.
Way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services specialise in making effective and quick loading websites for small businesses and organisations across the UK and beyond. We believe in giving everything a standard with no hidden extra costs, and you can get all this within a 12-page website from £370 sterling. Log on to find out more.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
First, best, and always, CelticaRadio.com.
Right then, Dave, we're down now to the Llantwit Major Youth Centre. Can you tell us a bit more about the studio, please?
It's complete. That's all I know, it's complete. That's been the main thing that has been driving us on for the last 6 years. Long journey, a lot of barriers put up, a lot of fantastic support from young people who basically have poured the bricks in the wall for Major Music. And our trustees, which I'm one of, and I'm no more no less than anyone else, are just sort of totally proud for them.
Right, now, with reference to the studio then, exactly how long has it taken to build it? Because the last time I came down here, there was half a studio built, which must have been about 6 months ago.
Well, as the story goes, we got we were putting on a Motown event on the 24th of February, and we got permission to go into the area that was designated as a studio area on the 23rd, which obviously we couldn't do. So on the 25th, we all drove up here, wrecked the studio completely, put all our equipment into a big container that we'd had sponsored for us, and then we wrecked what was going to be the studio area and made it presentable for the builders to come in on the Monday. That was September the 26th, and from there it took about 10 weeks to put the main parts of it in, but we've had a few little problems, which you're always going to get, but we got there in the end with people have been so kind and helping us and providing their expertise in every possible way.
Right, now, in reference to some of the grants then you applied for, yeah. Can you tell us how long they went through from the grant process, the applications, through to when you finally received the funding?
I would say that would be about a two-year process, really. I mean, the money was made available straight away, but from that you have to go through planning permission, sound... problems was one of the main things that we had to overcome. A lot of support from the Vale of Glamorgan, and particularly Nadia Stanton, who's the manager of the centre, who we've got the room for out of Nadia to run the studio. And I would say around about two and a half years from us getting granted the funding to actually being able to spend it completely.
So out of that funding then, you say you spent it completely. So all that funding's now gone onto the actual building fabric?
On the building fabric, yeah, because what we decided to do was we decided we've got a main hall here as well that the sound effects were absolutely appalling, and we decided to try and make the sound effects deaden the sound from there, because they used that room on a Friday night for discos, and that was one of the problems as well. So we had to get the sound levels down there as well. So because we couldn't get planning permission for the studio, we decided to just move ahead with the money that had been made available for the main hall, and we're going to use that anyway as part of the studio anyway, because if we've got things like choirs who have got quite large numbers, we can put them all in the main hall, the sound will be okay, and then we can do the recording in the studio anyway.
Well, that's brilliant then. Are you looking at hiring out the facility?
Yeah, it's an obvious, really. It's pretty unique in the area, because we've got 10, maybe 12 young people, we're supposed to call them. I still call them kids, because I was a kid when I was young. But young people who are now doing related courses at university or college, studio management, studio technology, music and arts, these sort of things. And Phil Kirk and myself and the rest of the trustees feel that this has all been done through perhaps having a taste of with Major Music. So they'll be available. They've made themselves available to do work within the studio in teaching other people how to run a studio. Now, there's teaching involved in that as well as actual recording. So that's another area that we think that we're going to pass on Major Music to the community. And every young person, every kid, every adult has got an opinion about music, and why not come along and sound it out a little bit more? And that's what we want to do. It's all about giving them opportunities, musical opportunities. And if they're 16 and they've had an opportunity and they don't want to follow it through, great. Carry on and find out, you know, other areas where you want to, you know, live how you want to live your life. But we're finding the more people we give opportunities to, the more they want to get involved.
Oh yeah, I mean, with Celtic Radio as well, like being obviously our new music artists, yeah. We're finding a very similar scenario, that by offering the opportunity to everyone, they will all come forward, and there's a lot more happens by offering the opportunity. Doesn't mean they're forced to take it up, isn't that correct?
That's exactly correct, and it's just something we're proud of, really. All the trustees who walking around here with these black t-shirts today who've sort of contributed, we're just proud to see the way that the young people, the young members have come on now to be they're doing mentoring and all sorts of weird wonderful things now with the younger ones, and they were being mentored themselves not so long ago, and we just think that it's fantastic. We've got one or two have gone into the youth service as well, they're just really smashing kids, and we're just really pleased that that perhaps Major Music has helped them to get a career path.
Yeah, right, thanks very much then, Dave. We'll let you get back inside, like, obviously you've got lots to do inside.
Yeah, thanks anyway. Thanks, Ed, cheers, bye.
Ta-ra, thanks very much, David Roberts there, from Lantwit Major, majormusic.net.
You take me on to Canada. ballroom with candle glow reflecting light protecting you too soon. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Strikes a chord on all that lays, thinking dreams may come round. Stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Got some money free.
On the radio again, playing all your favorite hits, just to thrill you all to bits.
The Carl Burton Show is so relaxing.
Hello, Carl Burton Show here. I just woke up. I was wondering, should I tell you about my show? Go on then. Yeah, right, I might as well. Fancy taking a trip with me to a world full of new music, funny bits and twisted tales? Yeah, well, if you're good, you can come with me. If you're not, you're not coming anywhere near me. It's the network programme right here on CelticaRadio.com. And incidentally, the interruptions are courtesy of Betty the cleaning lady. So don't blame me.
If you're an advertiser, how many times have you been told that advertising on radio is about repetition, repetition, repetition? Hit the listener over the head as many times as possible with exactly the same message and they'll buy your product. That's how ordinary broadcast radio has been sold for 80 years. That may be the way ordinary broadcast radio works, but not Celtica Radio. Celtica listeners make deliberate choices to listen to individual programs which appeal to them. And we operate a policy which has a great deal of respect for our listeners. We don't like hitting them on the head, so we craft our commercial messages carefully to fit in with the programs. No one gets a sore head, no one ends up with sore ears. Celtica Radio at CelticaRadio.com. Sounds like simple common sense. Celtica Radio.
This is Ed Risby again, down in Llantwit Major, and we're here now with Russell, the Mayor of Llantwit Major. Hello.
Hello, Ed, all right?
All right, now then, I see you down here today, like, with the automatic doing the opening of the Major Music's studio complex.
I certainly am, yes. It's a pleasure to be here. It's I'm really honoured to actually be invited here with Major Music. I've supported their work over the years. I think they do a fantastic job for the young people of Llantwit Major.
Now, I understand, like, that you're... charity basis is the support of the young in Llantwit Major.
Yes, it certainly is. I started my year and chose my charity to be the youth of Llantwit Major, which encompasses all of the youth in different organisations that support youth as well. I'll try to help and support them.
So, with that in mind then, what kind of support have you managed to be able to offer then to Major Music in the investment in their studio projects?
Well, I know that the town council has supported them in a small grant, and I'm going to be having a chat with Phil Kirkham and Dave Roberts. I know they're starting a new initiative, which is actually focused on the 8 to 11-year-old children. There's been a lot of young children asking, you know, when can they join Major Music, and it's normally, I think, from 11 up, so... Major Music are going to initiate this new project, which is from 8 to 11. So I'm hoping that I can support that financially.
Okay, thanks very much then, Russell. We'll let you get it back inside. Like, obviously, you've got to speak to the rest of them and do the bit wandering around, flashing all the gold chains. And don't forget, we've got the ball on the 13th.
Yes, we certainly have. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and your lovely wife there, too.
In my lovely white outfit.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much then, Russell. Ta-ra.
Me, is this a lonely game? Broke my heart and I feel the same. Cause I'm sick of getting older, and my blood runs colder with age. Is it just me? Is this a lonely game? Broke my heart and I feel the same. Cause I'm sick of getting older, and my blood runs colder with age. So fresh in my white tee. Does that mean I think I'm black? And if so, how would you react? paycheck. Wear the noose around your neck. Does your ego get you high? If so, aren't you really back? What's your final reward? Are you sad because you're bored? Are you bored because you're scared? Do you feel safe because you're never dead? Dead. Is it just me? Is this a lonely game? Broke my heart and I feel the same. Cause I'm sick of getting older. In my blood runs colder with age. Is it just me? Is this a lonely game? Broke my heart and I feel the same. Cause I'm sick of getting older. In my blood runs colder with age.
Risby, down in Lantwit Major at the Major Music new studio opening, and with me now is Major Music's project co-founder, Mr. Phil Kirkham. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Ed.
Right, I take it now we've got the automatic arriving shortly. We'll give it about 6 or 7 minutes.
On route.
How are you feeling?
Over the moon, fantastic. It's a fantastic occasion today, a culmination of all our hard work, a lot of people involved, but it's been well worth it. And the Automatic guys, fantastic. They've given up time from a hectic work schedule, a recording schedule, and have agreed to come and spend an hour with us this afternoon. Fantastic.
Let's go for it. Are they going to try and get some music out of them while in the studio?
What I understand, Ed, in fact, we may have a bit of a problem today, because in fact they seem to have lost Penny, the keyboard player. Unfortunately, Penny lost his mobile when they were playing up in Glasgow. And the last time they saw Penny, I think, was in London yesterday, so they haven't been able to touch base with Penny. But the other three guys, as I understand, are en route and should be here in the next 5 minutes. But hopefully, I mean, they'll have a go in the studio and have a go on the stuff. No problems.
So, right then, with reference to the studio then, the equipment that's been provided inside it then, has most of it been donated or has it come from most of the funding?
Some's come from funding, but I mean, we are again very appreciative to the fact of Roland UK, one of our main sponsors. Obviously Roland, manufacturer of keyboards, electronic drums, etc., have really done us proud basically with all their stuff, and yeah, Roland are going to continue to be one of our main sponsors and supporters.
Right, now with reference to that, I see now we've got the gigs coming up now in December, down at Major Music. Is it going to be in the school again?
December the 16th, yeah, fantastic. We're going to do a rerun of our successful Motown evening, which we did back in February. Everybody wanted to see the Four Tops band back to Llantwit Major. So in fact, yes, we've managed to bring them back to Llantwit, Saturday the 16th of December, in the school, which should be a fantastic cabaret-style evening, ticket only, basically, and with other support acts. So tickets will be going on sale shortly. There'll be a lot of publicity in the local press, so get your tickets now, because we're already selling tables like hotcakes.
Right, again, with reference to that then, are you doing a Christmas is here again thing with the local youth?
We're actually scheduling a showcase event in February. We're working with a lot of new young people at the moment, and rather than rush them through it, we think to give them a bit more time, so we're actually planning a showcase event for around about mid-February. Again, there'll be lots of publicity about that.
Okay, thanks very much. We'll let you get on, just in case they turn up in the next 5 seconds. Thanks very much, Phil.
Ta-ra.
As on you, you don't know what it's all about. Fed up of hearing the same 500 songs in every other radio station you listen to?
Oh my God!
Well, the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is different, with great entertainment that's delivered direct to your home or work PC at the click of a button. We've news, interviews, and an eclectic mix of new artists and classic tracks covering all types of music and culture, and definitely not the same 500 songs you hear on all the other radio stations.
Listen to your old Sergeant Major.
So, if you're in the mood for something a little more adventurous, then the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is definitely for you. That's with me, Bill Everett, live and on demand, and only on CelticaRadio.com.
What gets up your nose, Nothing? What a bore you must be. But if you're like me, and like most of the rest of the world, something gets your goat, pisses you off, drives you to distraction. Didn't I say something? Several somethings. Dozens of them. Every day, right? Yeah, thought so. Now you can play a little checklist game right here on Celtica Radio with me, John Grierson, and the Air Column. See how many of the things I talk about are on your list too. Plenty. Chances are, all of them. Airports, big business, vacuum cleaners, snakes, dog shit, Janet Street, Porter and Brian Sewell, not to mention Piers Morgan. Lawyers, jellyfish, soap operas, quangos, instruction manuals, call centres in Bangalore. The list is endless. There's just so much, isn't there? Items in the air column are taken from a book written by Robert McGregor called I Can't Take Any More Crap, and it'll be published in November this year. Look out for it. The Air Column, with me, John Grierson, on Celtica Radio. Take it regularly. It'll clear your head.
This is Ed Risby with Celtica Radio, and I'm here with Clive Curtis from the VCVS.
That's correct.
Now, I understand you've assisted with some of the contributions towards the Major Music Studio.
Yes, through our Kickstart grant scheme, we were pleased to be able to fund part of the refurbishment of the studio.
Right, now the VCVS, can you just go a quick explanation of what they do, please, in the Vale?
Yeah, Bale Centre for Voluntary Services, that's what VCVS stands for, is the umbrella group for all voluntary and community groups in the Vale of Glamorgan. So we provide a lot of practical advice and information for groups. For example, where can they get funding from, any legal advice, any sort of help they need on development of policies. But most important of all, we operate a funding scheme called Kickstart, and voluntary and community groups that work in the Vale are eligible to tap into that stream of funding, such as Major Music.
So with reference to that then, what was the contribution you've managed to make then towards Major Music? Was it a financial one or a physical one, or both?
It was a financial contribution. They put in a funding application to our Kickstart funding stream, and the grants panel were very, very impressed with the application, so they were successful and got everything that they asked for.
Well, that's nice. Thanks very much for coming along anyway. We're just waiting for the automatic to turn up now anytime. We've got no idea if they're coming in a limo.
Correct.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.
there's some guys here as well who have helped us over the last, ever since we've been going, called the Lounge Lizards. Now, these guys put the first idea in our heads about having a pop idol, teaching you guys to play music. And from there, we've ended up with a studio. So we've got to thank them for all the work that they've done. And if you could give them a round of applause. As you can imagine, I mean, there's so many people you've got to thank. We've got some fantastic, there's names of sponsors and people who supported us. Roland just too many to name. If you want to see them, they're all over there. Just the supporters, the sponsors, just a big thank you for them to showing faith in us, because we've got a studio out of it. Creative Rural Communities. I mean, we had so many barriers put up, but those guys battered them down for us, and we've got this studio now with their help, with Avail of Glamorgan, the youth service. All these people, they're all names, all dotted around here. We just want to say thank you. Thanks, I mean, it's cheap, really. We just have a look at the studio, and there's your thanks. That's all I can say. There's one, you know, I just got to say thanks to my family as well, because, like, it sounds as if I'm at the Oscars here, just thanking just about everyone and everyone. But I've given a lot of time to this, as has everybody else on this project. All the trustees have given loads and loads of time. And I've an understanding family. And I know all the trustees would thank their families as well, because we've given our time. But what a reward. And it's been we're so, so grateful for all the time and effort that you've allowed us to give to Major Music and the youth service. One guy I've worked with over the last 6 years battering down doors, more than anyone else, is a guy called Phil Kirkham. And it would be remiss for us not to give him a chance to say a few words. I know he's a bit shy, but he's got to say a few words. But thank you to you all for coming along today. There's people missing it today. I thank them, and they'll know who they are. But thank you for coming today and just seeing this project at its start, really, because we've got a studio, we've got to use it now, and we're going to use it in the best way for the Vale of Glamorgan. And these automatic guys coming down here, there couldn't be a better way, really. All our guys now are going to aspire to being like these guys, rock stars, who are in the right way as well. We've known them for ages, but they're doing it in the right way. They've worked hard, done their time. Now you guys have got an opportunity to do it. But I'm going to hand you over to Phil Kirkham, because I've got a boring Cockney voice. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Oh, how can I follow that, then, eh? Thanks, Dave, for all that. I'm just going to simply say thanks to everybody. As Dave said, thanks to my family, neighbours, relatives, etc., who support us. Thanks to the Automatic guys for coming out today. Much appreciated. I know you've got a pretty hectic schedule at the moment. I think one of you is missing today as well, missing in action, lost in London, as they say. But I mean, I know you are busy at the moment. My own son keeps me in touch with how things are going with you. He's over in the States at the moment doing his criminology degree. I know he still keeps in touch with you, but thanks for keeping with us today. It seems a long time since when we played down in the Club Icon, in the back room of the Duke, all these other, you know, fantastic places we played with you, but it's fantastic to see that you've really made it. But thanks for everyone coming today. It's, as Dave said, it's all thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, the Vale have been fantastic. The guys from Creative Rural Communities, I mean, I'm looking to Tim from Roland UK, one of our main supporters. A big thank you to everyone. I'd just like to, maybe if Rob want to say anything, or anyone else from the Automatic guys? Martin or anybody? Anybody else want to say anything? Do you want to say anything? Come on now, guys, you're not scared of the microphone, I know that. But a big thank you to you all anyway. I'll hand you over to Rolf. Cheers.
Hi, Frost.
Hello,
I don't really know what to say. I found out I was going to be speaking just now. Yeah, we've not really been involved with Major Music for a little while, because obviously we've been pretty busy, but when we were, they gave us a lot of help, gave us lent us PA systems and stuff, and gave us some gigs when we really, really needed it. And it's great that you lot have got a studio now out here, which we could have done with when we were younger, but it's a good thing that you've all got that opportunity now anyway. So make good use of it. I'm not sure what else to say.
Just to let you know now, we've got a middle room where we're linked up with the cameras. So if you can give these guys a little bit of space just to go in there, we've got a ribbon to cut, and then give them a chance to have a look round. And then I'm sure that they'll come back in here please give them a little bit of space and they'll deal with anything in terms of questions or perhaps a little bit of signing. But it's just allow them a little bit of space that they might need. So they're going now onto the studio, and if you can't see them outside, just get into the middle room. Thanks.
Hi, Ed Risby here in Lantwit Major with the automatic. Rob's now currently got the scissors at our banner.
Whenever you're ready, guys.
So much for the cheer, then, for the rest of them, anyway. In relation then to the Hoff, then, what do you think about his new single that Scott Mills is trying to promote?
I think it's amazing. It's good.
It's going to be number one.
It's well good.
We heard it a little bit before.
You'd rather he knocked you off number one then?
I think quite a lot of other tracks.
If he could knock us on, it would at least mean we've been at number one.
Yeah. We're number one for a day, I'd be quite chuffed, to be honest.
Yeah. Number one.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all enough
sign with it. Oh. So, a quick one then. What do you think of your tour then with the Kaiser Chiefs?
Which one?
November,
yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Going around
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's going to be well.
Got your tour date sorted?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
talk to the boss outside then, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, I noticed you're down in Loughborough University, like. Exeter and Southampton are both sold out. Loughborough obviously don't like you very well.
The rest of the country seems to.
Or is it just Loughborough? It's a very small place.
Most of the tours are sold out.
I think we're playing Nottingham and Loughborough. They're kind of like the same place.
Yeah.
So
we're going to play Nottingham twice. So it's like
we've kind of done twice. We've almost sold out both of those.
For the single then, let's see, Recover. Why wrestling?
Why not?
Because it's fun. We were meant to be the wrestlers and we got to wear spandex, but it didn't work out that way, so.
You were supposed to be the wrestlers?
Yeah, but we didn't do it that way, so didn't get spandex.
The management wouldn't let you?
Something about it not being safe.
Like if we hit
health and safety comes into it.
And
not like to throw each other around. We do it anyway, though.
Alright, now I noticed from your influences like Queen, Blur, Jarrah/Crew, Radiohead. At the drive-in, Manic Street Preachers. Anything else?
No.
Got them all there.
That's it. Obviously not the Hoff. We didn't have the Hoff in that.
No. More of like a spiritual influence.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
So you can remember him from his days in Baywatch then?
Yeah. It was only
Baywatch Miami, of course.
That's my earliest memory.
Yeah.
California Night.
Yeah.
Totally. Like rider reruns.
So going back to the days then, like before we should say we became famous then, down in Cowbridge.
Yeah.
You did a lot of gigging around.
Yeah, like the youth club, and Jand in Cardiff.
Yeah,
club I'd forgotten about.
Where we got made fun of by the DJ.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Where is he now?
He was right up in that thing at the top, wasn't he? Yeah. Little box at the top.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't good.
Alright, we were drum machines for.
Yeah.
Is your drum machine?
He made fun of our drum machine, yeah.
Right. I don't know who I am, but I'm from Celtica Radio. Like, we're an internet broadcaster, but we only broadcast new music. So the guys from Major Music, we broadcast.
Right.
You
broadcast my brother's band.
Oh dear, I'm already known. Time to run away then. So what's the brother's band?
Red Right.
Red Right, yes, yeah. They're definitely with us. One of the lads here now has changed their band name. I think he was now. Down at this end. That was his Tash days. Are you worried?
No,
oh my god.
Impressed.
What a Tash.
So with Recover then, are you hoping it's going to go to number one?
No. It's not going to go to number one.
Why not?
Because it's not. It's like. It's not there. We'd know.
It's just not there.
We're still hoping.
It goes to number 21.
Yeah.
We're still hoping.
You can't be optimistic, like, we're putting that, we're pushing that out.
I hope, 50,000 people bought it yesterday. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I don't mean about this weekend, its release date was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's give it a week.
I gave it 2 weeks. You're in with a good chance.
It charts today. So.
Charts today, so.
Yeah. Shining today. If you expect to be with JK and Joel tonight, then they're going to be ringing you up, then, aren't they?
No.
Well, on the off chance, they might want to talk to you.
We've done it once before. It's not happened for today because we would have done it already and then
they knew a bit.
Ah, they cheat then, right?
Yeah.
It's all a cheat.
It's all a massive lie.
Well, thanks very much, guys. We'll leave you getting on anyway this lot. Obviously, there's a lot of people out there who probably want a few more signatures off you.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yesterday, I couldn't see my future in front of me. And today's taking a part of me. Makes me feel I just want to be. Waking up in the morning glory, feeling so now, singing sunlight helps me open my eyes. Got the rhythm pumping through my veins, and the music flashes on the fades away. And I knew it's gonna happen someday. Oh, this feeling that something's going on. Give it a go, sis, stop your making. Come on, boy, set your mind and spirit free. Give it a go, sis, stop your thinking. I said, set your mind and spirit free. The lifestyle, oh yeah, yeah. I've been trying to find a peace of mind. The lifestyle, I'm in a good time. And I don't want to lose my sense of real. I don't want to stray, just want to go the right way. Doesn't matter how I feel, I keep it real, that's real, oh yeah, yeah. Waking up in the morning cloudy, feeling so now. Singing sunlight helps me open my eyes. Got the rhythm bumping through my veins, and the music flashes on the fades away. The right place, the right start, oh yeah, yeah. I've been trying to find a phase of mind. A lifestyle, a real good time. And I don't wanna lose my sense of real. Or the water strength, as long as I go the right way. Doesn't matter how I feel, I keep it real, that's the deal, oh yeah, yeah. See my future in front of me, and today's taking a part of me. Makes me feel I just wanna be. Yesterday I couldn't see my future in front of me, and today's taking a part of me. Makes me feel I just wanna be. I've been searching for the right time, the right place, the right time. Oh yeah, yeah. I've been trying to find a piece of mind, a lifestyle, a real good time. And I don't wanna lose my sense of real. I don't wanna stray, just wanna go the right way. Doesn't matter how I feel, I keep it real, that's real. Oh yeah, yeah. The right place, the right spot, oh yeah, yeah. I've been trying to find a piece of mind, a lifestyle, a real good time. And I don't want to lose my sense of real. I don't want to stray, just want to go the right way. Doesn't matter how I feel, I keep it real, that's real, oh yeah, yeah. Yesterday, you couldn't see my future in front of me.
and today's taking a part of me makes me feel I just wanna be.